The original research article entitled "Good Days, Bad Days: Understanding the Trajectories of Technology Use During Chronic Fatigue Syndrome" was authored by Paymal and Homewood et al. From the University of Copenhagen in Denmark. It was published in the proceedings of the 2024 KAI Conference on Human Factors in Computing Systems. ME/CFS is a dynamic disability with day-to-day fluctuations, both in response to environmental triggers and inherent to the illness itself. This initial scoping study sought to articulate how this fluctuation influences the way people living with ME/CFS use and adapt to technology, and to improve the accessibility of the human-computer interface for people who experience sensory sensitivities, cognitive limitations, and fatigue. 7 people with ME/CFS with unspecified diagnostic criteria were recruited from Denmark and Sweden for remote, semi-structured interviews examining the state of their illness and their technology use in day-to-day life. The interview answers were analyzed for key elements which determined major themes throughout the data. The study found that technology use was shaped by the experience of the illness. Technology was often used to help conserve energy, such as electric adjustable beds or robot vacuum cleaners. Other technology was repurposed to meet the needs of the person living with ME/CFS, such as social media to find recipes cooked in stages, fitness trackers to keep within energy limits. For some participants, the strategy was not using technology, particularly where it couldn't be adapted, for example, digital screens. Technology was often adapted to meet the participant's sensory needs, such as reducing screen brightness or sound volume on devices. Technology use also varied with illness fluctuation, with participants using less technology on good days when they would engage in other activities instead, and more on bad days when energy and activities are more limited. On very bad days, some participants described having minimal use of technology at all. The authors propose a model they named Trajectories of Technology that they used to explain this pattern, and propose that this model can help better understand how technology is used by people living with chronic illness. The authors believe that this research will help articulate how adopting and adapting technology allows people with chronic illness, particularly those who are isolated, to interact with the world around them, enabling them to live meaningful lives. They plan for future studies to involve co-designing assistive technology, especially non-screen technology, with individuals who are chronically ill, ensuring these solutions can be adapted to meet fluctuating needs.